Okay, did you see that Hillary Duff is coming back?
Yes, and I'm so here for it. It's been too many years.
I was so excited when I saw that she was coming back. And then I was like, okay, but she's coming back to do an album, but is she going to tour? You know, like, that's like the real question, because like, we need to go to the tour, right? And it'd be like cool if she did not an Eras tour, because, you know, that's copying, but it'd be cool to like go back and do like all of her old music. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's supposed to be paying tribute to like a continuation of Metamorphosis, so I'm hoping.
Oh, that's what it is. Like, I didn't even
get
know
a
that.
Little. Yeah, it's like a Metamorphosis part two, so that's why I'm just like, ooh. And then she is gonna do a docuseries, kind of like Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know more than I
and
do.
And the produce.
Dang.
Yeah. So the director of the Eras tour is doing Hillary Duff's docuseries. And it's going to be kind of like similar, like behind the scenes of like Hillary Duff that we haven't seen for 10 years. Like, and I'm like, this is exciting. I'm here for this.
Nice. No, I had seen, the only thing I saw was her husband had posted like happy birthday. And in his happy birthday, like, you know, post, it was like, I can't wait to be front row at your concert. And then he was making a joke about Ticketmaster, how he's like, maybe I'll be like row 10 because of the queue or whatever. But I was like, okay, so that's like confirming she's going to do a tour.
Yeah. I take that as like a major like Easter egg for that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're moving so overseas, then you need to fly to the United States for a Hillary Duff tour.
But maybe she'll go overseas.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
You have a passport. Let's go.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see where she goes. Let's see where she goes. But I feel like when people do their like start back tour, like they typically don't like rush it overseas. Yeah. They kind of like.
I could see her doing like the major cities in the U.S.
first and seeing how it goes. Because at the end of the day, listen, there's a lot of Hillary Duff fans. I just don't know if there's enough to like be sold out.
Yeah.
Stadium.
Like, we love her, but she's not Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift has taken over the world because of her growth in the past 10 years, whereas Hillary Duff has, like, stepped back, made a family, like, built a life for herself outside of music. So I don't know if she's a household name as much as she used to be.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, even, like, the Jonas Brothers, for example. They're coming to Miami the day we leave for the cruise. And, like, there's now a lot of the tickets are sold, but there's a lot of tickets left. So it's, like, even something like somebody big like that, that, like, they have a huge following. Yeah. So I'm, like, would she go overseas and, like, risk not, like, you know.
That's a good point.
Selling out.
Not if she ends up, like, booming again.
Then
and,
she
like,
would. Right, right.
Lifting,
you see how it goes.
She absolutely. Yeah. But that's a good point. She might not come overseas. Very valid.
I mean, listen, if she does and like their release, you know, like US and, you know, wherever you are, then like we could totally decide where we're going to go.
Yeah.
But
we could just pick any cool place.
So like
turn into a vacation.
We can't miss it.
No, absolutely not.
And we could even pick a fun city to go to, like an easy city for you to fly into.
So it turns into like a girls weekend for sure.
I'm ready.
Fun. Hillary, we're there. We're ready. I don't know if it's the whole album, but like something should be like coming out soon. And I'm like, could we get a song? Could we be getting the docuseries? Like, what is she giving us?
Yeah. Like, why would they release
like, something
that?
Something is coming. Yeah.
And it'd be like a year from now.
Yeah.
Also, she hasn't like been doing anything, I don't think, really. Mm-hmm. So like she theoretically has had the time to just.
Yeah.
And they think they have a studio
in their
house.
And then, like, just the Instagram stuff. Yeah, like, they've been, like, sitting on the keyboard, you know, like, playing with stuff. So I'm like, could they have been writing songs this whole time?
Maybe. I'm so excited.
So.
Woo, woo! Our millennial heart's like.
But, yeah, it's exploding. But also, in millennial news, we're not only getting Hillary Duff back, but we're getting the cast of Laguna Beach back for a whole, like, reunion special. It's been 20 years.
Dang.
Like, literally, they're all grown up now, and they're going to come sit on a couch together and chat, and I'm so here for that.
I'm excited.
And I'm just like, what? Like, they're going to, like, talk about the ins and outs of their relationships, because not all of them got along with each other, like, in real life. So I'm like, ooh, do they still have resentment or hurt feelings? Like, what's it like now?
Okay, so it's only going to be, like a sit-down couch reunion.
That's kind of how they make it seem, is that it's going to be like a conversation, like open forum for all of them
to like
hang out and chat.
Can we
get
a little reality, like for one season, to just see like what their daily life is? Like, I feel like they could easily do that. And it could be real, not like the old school.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, just have the cameras follow each of them around and then compile it together into like one episode. Yeah.
And like, do any of them actually talk? Like, if they don't actually talk, I wouldn't want them to, like, you know how kind of like on a Real Housewives or stuff, like, I do believe majority of it is real in the sense of like things mm-hmm. happen, but obviously it's construed in the sense of like, hey, you guys should go to lunch today or, you know, whatever. Whereas I would want this to be like, who chats and who doesn't normally? Like, don't just like you know, Lauren and Kristen call each other because they probably don't, you know? Like,
no. That's going to be interesting though, because they aren't BFFs.
No, but I think they're on good terms. They did a podcast recently and they were fine. Yeah. Like, I think.
Yeah. But that's like the kind of stuff that I'm like, ooh. And then Steven too, like Steven's engaged. Well, he's been engaged for a couple of years. So there's just, I think just the intertwinedness of all of their like teenage relationships to be like brought to surface into like adult life is just so interesting. Cause like Kristen and Lauren are moms. And I'm just like, okay, so is this going to be a really chill conversation? Just like where they kind of just reminisce?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just so here for it.
Well, they also have to realize that like, I feel like majority of maybe their like struggles with each other were like brought on by the TV show, not because of like them as people. So like, I feel like they're old enough to realize that, right? I mean,
like, yeah, that's true. And Lauren is like, she's not at all catty. A drama queen. No. So she, even if anything gets brought up, I think she's just going to let it down. Because that's just how she is naturally as a person. She was even that way as a 16-year-old on the show. So I'm like, she's not at all going to like get out of her seat and get in anyone's
face. I
mean, she's
my favorite.
So I'm just like, yeah, Lauren's the best. And Lo's coming back too. And Lo is super sweet too. So I'm like, two of them.
Lo was nice. I just was never like a huge fan of her. I don't know why.
Yeah.
She was just...
But I feel like it'll be cute because they were a little they were, like BFFs.
And they're not anymore.
To have
them
together. I'm not sure what their relationship is like now. I'm sure they're fine, but like it'll just be cute because they were like a little duo together. So it's just like,
did you like the Hills or Laguna Beach better?
That's
I liked
hard.
The Hills better, personally.
I think I liked the Hills better as well, just because I felt like I couldn't keep up with Laguna Beach. They had like a really cool life, and just being a little bit younger than them, I couldn't relate to that. Like, you know, getting a limo and like going to the club with like the way that their lifestyle was with like money and everything. Yeah. And I'm just like, what? Like, I can't relate to
you
these
mean
problems.
You can't go to
so
my
I feel
mansion?
Like the Hills. Yeah. Like the Hills or like their house parties that they had. And I'm like, no, like we had garage and basement parties. Like it did not look like that. So I just feel like the Laguna Beach lifestyle was not relatable for me. So I didn't get quite fully into it. Whereas the Hills was like more fun. It was like, oh, like Lauren's heading off to Vogue. Like what a dream job. Like fun stuff like that was like more, I don't know, entertaining for me.
And who worked at Capitol Records?
Audrina?
Audrina,
yeah. I really like Audrina too. What is it? Justin Bobby?
Oh.
Is that the motorcycle
yeah,
one?
Yeah, we used to be like, oh my God.
Justin Bobby.
So cute.
Just the drama.
I mean,
I always felt so bad
fan,
for Audrina.
Like growing up. So like I thought he was like hot. So like Justin Bobby wasn't like far behind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking now I'm kind then, of like, I mean, I don't know what happened. Poor Amber Hood. Amber Hood? What's her name? Got to Johnny
Amber.
Depp.
Yeah.
He looks like rough. I'm like, what happened to you?
No, he does look rough.
Poor guy. And I haven't seen him. I think he disappeared.
No, he's definitely just like keeping it chill. He's not coming out into the spotlight.
And then
right
that girl somehow,
which is probably wise,
seemed to just went from like crazy to like, I mean, I can't say she's normal, right? We really don't know. But she's like,
I think
she's with somebody.
I feel like I didn't
she's
know
pregnant.
Of her until the case came public.
Yeah. Like she's just living her like normal life.
Yeah.
Like, I just lit this on fire and we'll just move on.
Yeah. And she just gets to continue on with her life. Yeah. Basically.
Whatever happened? He didn't want anything, right? He just wanted to prove she was guilty.
I don't know. Yeah. I honestly didn't keep up with it. I think I just watched like the documentary stuff and then just left. And like, so I don't even
know. Not that he's completely really innocent, but she's psycho. You could tell.
No.
The fact that she like pooped on his bed, I was like, what?
I forgot about
like, and like you can hear in the videos
ridiculous
she's
stuff.
Like even though he maybe is getting loud with her, you can tell she's like instigated it before she turned the video on.
Yeah.
You know, like you can tell she's like screaming and doing things, and I don't know. I could see him like drinking and just kind of being like letting, you know, her kind of go and go and go, and then eventually he goes.
Yeah.
Like anybody would.
Yeah. Just like a little hostile, a little aggressive, but you know,
Ay. Well, speaking of Amber Heard, actually, I have a question for you. I saw this, you know me. I see things and I'm like, ooh. Let's see what Jackie would say. Would you send Tony to prison for 2 years for $20
million? $20 million. That's a good chunk of
change. I didn't even have to think about it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I think I would. Wait, so how long would he be in jail for?
You can visit him.
Oh, I can visit? Like conjugal visits as well? Oh, then yeah. So it's not 2 years without my partner. I'm just single parenting, but like we got money.
I mean, I think like surely like, you know, military people have done it. Like, and like, the, you know, people will be like, oh my gosh, I have to think about it. Like my kids are going to miss out on 2 years of their dad. But I'm like, but when he comes back, like he doesn't have to have a job. You can just like,
yeah,
you can just put that in a high yield savings and live off the interest and like he stays home.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Honestly, I think in today's day and age, you can quit your job with and pay off like the house, the cars, any loans and,
no, and
you know,
live off
debt
the interest
that you have could be paid off. Yeah. You could actually live like a really, actually a good life. That's not, I feel like that's a lot of money.
No, because $1 million, I think, in a high yield savings right now, you get interest of $40,000. So 40 times 20.
Yeah.
That's plenty of money for me.
That's fine. Yeah. Because you have to think like just paying off the debt, right? Like if we're not paying a mortgage, now that's disposable income. So like you're really just like, that's fine. I think that's an okay deal.
Go to prison.
Bye, Tony. It's for the family. It's for the best.
I asked Alvaro and he said, yes, he would go. And I was like, good. I would have sent you anyways.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't even, if it was reversed,
I would do it.
I would go. Yeah.
I would do it.
I could handle 2 years of that if that meant that I could get out and our life was just perfect.
We
no
could
problems,
do,
no
we
money,
could
no job, or no, no any problems and
travel
no
the world and do our 14 transatlantic
cruises. I wouldn't need
cruises.
To homeschool. We would have a top of the line tutor who's teaching them. What do you mean we are homeschooling?
We bring,
she just comes with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we bring our little, you know, nanny and when I say our nanny, more like a school, you know, not really taking care of our kids.
Yeah, because at that point, you have to think 2 years fast forward from now, none of our kids really need a nanny.
No.
They all are kind of like self-sufficient, just can't be like wandering the streets by themselves.
And we just travel
so
the world.
Some sort of adult, yeah. She's just making sure that they're getting up in the morning, they're fed, getting their studies complete, and getting them ready for whatever we have planned for the day. And then we're like, thanks.
So we're going to go see the later. Opera House today. Yeah.
We have skiing in the Swiss Alps. You can join us if you'd like.
Listen, I'd be like, bye, Felicia. Yeah. You're going to jail for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad. I think that could go by real quick.
$10 million a year?
We can have visits. Yeah, but and with visits, though. So it's not like, and now the other half of this, right, I think a lot of people probably hesitate at answering that question because they're like, being without my partner for 2 years, that's insane. It is a long time. Absolutely. But if you have conjugal visits and you can go and call this person and send them pictures and, you know, hey, here's the kids at their play. Like, you didn't miss. Here's a video.
I mean, or maybe our husbands would come back so nice. They'd be like, I got a 2 year break of like,
of no working out. Yeah. Reading books and study, like whatever they want in there.
And
like they get a job making license plates for 12 cents a day. Like,
babe, I made $3 this year.
But it's fine. Like we'll send them money for commissary so they can get, you know, their ramen and protein bars, like pack of cigarettes here and there.
We definitely
like whatever they want.
Have to get the money up front though. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Or like at least a chunk of it.
Just
if
let me survive.
Like in the big, yeah, because then like for 2 years, like also, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah,
then I have to get a job to hold down the fort because he's in jail.
Listen, I think that like Alvaro would like survive in prison. You know what I mean? Like he would do well. Like I think he would be like the guy like always cracking jokes. Like, I don't think anybody would like mess with him really. You know?
No, they would, like, I can see butt, that where he's like the chill one.
He's done that. They would like.
He just can't bend over in the shower. But otherwise, like, he's fine.
I mean,
fine.
He's got a booty on him, so.
And his personality, I think, like you said, it's going to bring everyone
together. Like, I don't think anybody would mess him. They're like, oh, he's a nice guy.
They sit at the table. Yeah, they're, like, sitting down for chess together, and, like, he's at the table.
Making jokes constantly.
Dominoes. Yeah.
I think he could survive.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, listeners, let us know on social media. Would you send your partner to jail for 2 years if that meant you could get $20 million?
Can I say yes? Sign us up.
Yeah. Catch us being single parents for 2 years for that sum of change. Like,
I mean, and amazing. You've probably done, yeah. Like, what's the longest you've single parented? A year?
Almost not a year. Like 7 months, like the deployments. That's it.
You can do it.
Yeah. What's another 13 months or something on top of that? Like, it's fine.
Oh my gosh. I am like, so much is going through my mind right now. We're headed out on vacation today. And I'm like going through that typical, like, am I forgetting something?
Yeah. The packing list. Cause it's like, you're the mom of the household. So like that falls on you. If someone's missing underwear or deodorant, that's your fault.
And it's just like the little things of like that. And it's not a big deal. Like, you eventually, obviously, we're going somewhere, we could buy something if we forget. But
it's not like the cruise ship where you literally are like, I can't buy this. Like, you're without this item for 7 days.
I have seen, it's crazy because it doesn't happen too often, but I've seen where like somebody's luggage doesn't make it on the ship. And I'm like, what do you freaking do? Like, there's literally... I mean, I think this earbud is driving me nuts. We need to upgrade to real ones.
We say this every episode. Survive. Dino.
My dino keeps falling out of my ear. I heard that they do have stuff for like if your luggage, meaning like they do have a stash of underwear or things like that. But I'm just like, what? Jackie, that would be Jackie's nightmare, is to like have to wear whatever t-shirt.
And like lost and found. Yeah.
The whole time. You for sure have to get off at port, right? And just, you buy all of the,
I'd go like, buy souvenir shirts. Yeah. All the little, like, beach, like, you know, fun colored tie-dye dresses and souvenir t-shirts. That's what my life would look like.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would not. And, like, what do you do for, like, definitely not putting makeup on? Definitely not doing.
No. It happened. They didn't lose their luggage, but it happened to my parents where the pallets with all the suitcases got left on the pier and it rained. So everyone's suitcase got wet and they like, it was like a forgotten pallet kind of. So then like by the time they got the pallet back on the ship, everyone's stuff was soaking wet. So they basically gave everybody
at least they can wash laundry. Yeah, at least they could wash their clothes.
Yeah. So they gave everyone like laundry services for free so that they could get a chance to like not only wash what they were currently wearing to wear again. And then once that stuff came in, they laundried all of it. So I'm like, so cruise lines at least are accommodating in that sense where like, hey, we recognize that we ruined your suit, so we're going to steam it for you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice. That's the least they could do.
That's good. But yeah, I've heard of that happening too. That happened to somebody on our cruise the last time, actually, but not with the cruise line. It was with the airline they flew in and their bags were soaked.
Dang. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And obviously, Did they do anything about it?
Oh, okay. Dang.
I mean,
I guess it kind of depends too, because I think I was stuck with Dylan here in the US. I was trying to fly back to Australia and the airline took care of me and they gave me diapers and baby food and like little like swaddle, like burping cloths and a whole bunch of stuff for Dylan. And I was like, that actually was really nice because I didn't have my luggage. So basically I wasn't able to leave the airport to then go to like Walmart to go buy diapers or something. So then I was like, dang, I was like, that was really nice of them to like provide me with like a baby kit, if you will.
It's crazy that they like, I guess they just have that stuff just in case, which you wouldn't think that
it was like down by baggage claim. Yeah. They were like, go to that, you know, counter over there. And they had a whole box and it had like toiletries as well. So I think they kind of account for situations where people are like, hey, I don't live here. I don't have a house here. So like, if I don't have my luggage, I can't even brush my teeth.
Yeah.
So they were like, here you go.
Nice. That's nice of them.
We'll take care of you. So, yeah. So good thing to know if you're ever without luggage in an airport, go check with someone in baggage claim and they should be able to help you. Hopefully. Or just go to a different airline. Ask them.
Yeah. The airline industry is a hot mess. Yeah. I don't know. Every time you go, you're like, will everything go as it's supposed to?
Yeah. It's just risky business.
It really is. Before it's like, luckily I have never had lost luggage. I've never had it not get on the plane. I've never had it like any issues.
Yeah.
The most is like delayed or whatever. I don't even think even I've had a canceled flight.
Dang.
I've had like good luck with that stuff, but I feel like it's coming for me at some point.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those things that's like, it's the odds, right? So like I've flown since I was a baby. So I think it's like in my odds where like every 10th flight, something's going to happen to me just because it's just the way that the statistics are. Like it happens every once in a while. It doesn't happen all the time. Like even when you look at the stats of like, is your flight going to be delayed? It's like, it's always like 60 or 70% and you're like, oh my gosh, like is today the day? Like, am I the 30 something percent?
Like, I feel like flights, for me, flights have been delayed, but they're not ever like significantly delayed. You know how people are like, my flight's delayed 10 hours, and you're like, bro, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
I've never had that. It's usually like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, like something simple. That's not too bad. You know, where it's like not a big deal, but whatever. Hopefully we won't have any issues.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about this because I want to know your thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts about
it. So serious.
What do we think about Bad Bunny being the halftime show?
I don't know if I'm shocked. I guess that's the best way to start that, because we had Kendrick Lamar last year and people were already up in arms about that. Yeah. Like half the nation was divided, where it was like, yay, awesome, like, you know, I love him. And the other half was like, who's that? So now I feel like the same thing again, where the young people are like, yay, awesome. And then people are like, who's that? And I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know. Like, he's got famous songs. He is a international, like, huge artist. So I'm like, I get it.
I would say he's international, but not America. The reason why I say that is because, like, obviously I live in Miami, so it's like everybody knows Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny Central.
Like, people listen to it, but, like, you know, Miami is not like America. So
It's basically its own country.
Yeah, so, like, in Florida. I just think it's not the demographic. Like, in the U.S., like, the NFL demographic. Like, okay, even in North Carolina, like, Bad Bunny is not just, like, playing all the time on, like, even the top charts.
I'm in country Mecca over here.
No, but think of it. It's most of the United States is like that. Like, they're not listening to Bad Bunny, like, on the radio, even. So, like, they're not really exposed to it. I actually found out something really interesting, which I didn't know this. So, Jay-Z, apparently, is, like, some kind of like creative director or something like that with the NFL, and he's the one that has picked the past whatever it is 10 years, and he's been extended till 2030. So what they're saying is,
I didn't know that he's going to be in it for that long.
Yeah, they extended his contract to
that creative position.
So the idea is that, like, he hasn't purposely put, like, a white, like, person on, like, it's literally been Hispanic or Black, like, for a reason.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. There, we have a ton of artists that are mixed.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it, like, on purpose, it kind of feels a little like we're moving backward.
Like, I think the NFL had him come on to, like, help with their international diversity, I think. I think this is coming from the NFL as, like, just a business transaction. Yeah. How can we add a little bit of pizzazz to this? We're honing in on the younger, like, listeners.
But do you think it's working other than a halftime show? Like, I don't think.
But, like, that's why I was, like, reading up on this, too, because everyone's like, what about Taylor Swift? What happened to Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter and, like, all these people? And I'm like, that was never going to be it either. Like, that was going to miss the mark as well. People were going to complain just as much about Taylor Swift as they are today about Bad Bunny. So I think it's just, like, the NFL knows that it's like, okay, if we're going to, like, add someone in here, like, we could just take over the whole world. Like, as they've been having games overseas, you know, they're trying to open up the international market so people can come from wherever to, like, enjoy this. And it's like the halftime show is not really, they know people are not flying in to see Bad Bunny. It's just kind of like, how can we, this is going to be on TV, the whole world's going to see it. And now we're, like, able to just share that with it being, like, a Latino artist. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I think they're just trying to, like, do something different.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, most people are happy, though.
Hit or miss, I think.
I think that, like, my Miami side is like, like, okay. Like, I like some of his music. So, like, I'm okay with it theoretically. What I'm not okay about is I 100% know it's going to go political. The whole show.
That's my thing that I'm kind
and
of, like, really
trying. I just want people to entertain us.
I didn't expect that. Because, like, he has some fun songs. Like, his songs are, like, bangers for, like, dancing and making you want to get up on your feet. Like, I don't speak a lick of Spanish. Like, you know this about me. Like, I've never taken Spanish in high school, but I still feel like his songs are fun. Yeah. Like, they make me want to move. Like, when they come up on the radio, like, what is it, Tikiti or whatever it is. Like, there's some fun ones where it's just, like, you want to, like, Like, so I don't like that people are already, like, getting divided about it. And I'm like, it has nothing to do
I like his music. Yeah. I just don't want it to be, like, you know, to get political. It's like, just have fun on stage. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, it's not until February. I feel like people are getting really upset about this. And it's just, like the NFL is trying to make money.
Yeah.
Like, can't people just step out of this and see it from like a big transaction perspective? Yeah, but and that it has nothing to do with specific
based on their
people?
Clientele, I don't like, think, I think they're losing money because of this decision.
But most people, like if you're going to pay the thousands of dollars to get a seat at the Super Bowl, you're there to see the teams.
Yeah, not but it's not money. So more, it's not so much the Super Bowl. It's that people are getting tired of the NFL and their decisions that they're like, they're just, not that I think this is right, by the way, guys. It's not like, I'm not over here like boycott the NFL because I could care less. It's like those people that are like, boycott this store because this person believes. And I'm like, then that's like, then you have to go down the rabbit hole of like, yeah. Do that for every one of your businesses. Like that's that exactly. You support.
Yeah, you have to like change your whole lifestyle. Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I agree with this, but there's a lot of people of that course. Have made things over time where they're like, I'm not going to be watching games anymore because they just keep doing things that like completely go against what like the clientele of the NFL are. So I'm curious to see how I think people. I'm going to guess that it will be lower views. It depends because I don't know if international people can watch the NFL, like the Super Bowl. Can they?
I think they can because we've been able to watch it from overseas.
But like, so do they count as viewers? Like you're just streaming it online.
Oh, I don't know. Does that make sense? I see what you're saying. Yeah. So I think they put it on TV. So it'll be on like their local news channels, right? Just like we would have it here on CBS. They'll have it there on
their
version of
ABC or whatever. So like in Australia, they're playing the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yep. And it was just in the morning. Wow. So like you're having morning brunch with the Super Bowl. Like it was like a whole thing. Like everyone kind of tunes in for it because it's like the world loves sports.
Yeah.
So that's why like they've even been having these games. Like the one that they just had in Brazil with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like everyone like they loved it. Like they wore their own team's gear to this game. Like they don't even care about the Chiefs, but they showed up like just because they're like sports, cool, let's get together. Yeah. Like this is so fun. Sure. Like the energy. So I think the Super Bowl is just that. And unless your team is in it and you care about those teams, then I don't think people care.
Yeah. I mean, if
but like it'll be interesting for like what you said for viewership.
I mean, if all of the Hispanic, like, I would just imagine the U.S. is going to be not low, but I could see being people being petty and like turning it off when the.
Yeah. No, absolutely. People are and like I, we should actually look to see if we can because we can probably find these stats now since it's been long enough for Kendrick Lamar's halftime show in February.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that.
Because I bet you
one.
There was a lot of people who said the same thing where they're like, dang, like, what's this agenda? What is the NFL doing? Like, what is
because
this?
Because what the NFL should do.
And then did they really turn off their TVs when the halftime show turned on? And I think there would be numbers to support that. So I'd be curious to see because then we can base that for Bad Bunny as well.
I mean, what the NFL needs to do is be like, you're performing. You're not like trying to like present a case.
Yeah.
like entertain us. We're not having to get like, I can see it now. I'm going to spark debate right now, but I can just see it now. He's going to have like, you know, Hispanics in cages or something like as this like part of his artistic, you know, part of the show or something like that.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel. It's going to be very much. He's been very vocal about ICE and very vocal about he's not going to do shows in the U.S., which that's why everyone's like, oh, so now you're going to do one.
Well, because it's a Super Bowl. It's different because the clientele, when he originally was like, oh, I'm worried about, you know, if my fans would be detained by ICE, like the Super Bowl, these are people who bought tickets.
Yeah, but it's still going against that. So he said he wouldn't do one.
Yeah, well, it was the money.
Oh, for
sure. The NFL
came
with the correct dollar signs. And there he was like, oh, that's fine. Like,
for sure, that's what it was. And it's so funny because, like, it's really, he doesn't even get that much money, I don't think. It's more so an exposure thing.
Yes.
But it's funny because he's already announced that he's going to, like, retire, like, twice now. So why do you need exposure if you're going to retire? So he's clearly not going to retire. Yeah, I'm curious to see. Like I said, if he goes and entertains, I'm here for it. I'll probably enjoy the show.
Yeah.
If he just puts an agenda and like, okay, I'm just leaving this out. If he goes with an agenda and just like, you know, everything's political about the like, you know, people around him and all stuff, I'll be a little bit more like, dude, just have fun. Just entertain us.
Yeah, yeah. I get
but that would
that.
Be with anybody.
And I think we
not
all
just
want
with
that. That
would be
absolutely.
With anybody.
Yes.
Like, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Everyone just settle down. The Super Bowl is not until February. The fact that there's so much chatter about it online, and I'm just like, like you said, like, we don't know. And it would be cool if he really just got up on stage and performed
and, did, like,
and played all his awesome songs. And we all kind of just were like, yeah, like, fun energy that we all, America just wants fun. Like, that's what we want from the Super Bowl. It's a mind, like, switch for us to just, like, check out of, you know, the real world, hone in on sports, silly sports. And that's it.
Yep. Yep. But so. I mean, it's been a theme the past few Super Bowls of, like,
I know, but that's what I was thinking about, that just a little bit of, like, self-reflection. And I'm like, dang, back when we were, like, teenagers and we would turn on, like, the Pepsi halftime show, boom, Justin Timberlake. It was never political. No. It was never an agenda. It was just about, like, dang, I don't like that guy's music, or I love this music, I can't wait. And that was it. That's all that it was. And now I'm just like, dang, like, we're dividing over, you know, a musician that is playing in February.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, when I say I have thoughts in it, I just hope it doesn't go political. No. Outside of that, I'm like, whatever.
Of course, yeah.
I'm also not an NFL fan, so I don't really care what happens in there.
I just don't want the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl. Like, that's all I care about. I'm so over it, because that's a part of me that's like, the NFL is rigged. If the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, especially since they're not playing good right now, which I love. It's,
I mean,
so satisfying.
They didn't play that great last
They better
year
not.
Either. Like, in the actual
season. No, they
season.
Didn't. That's why it's rigged. That's why the NFL is rigged.
Like, people
and
kept
the refs
saying Travis Kelce
off.
Wasn't on his game. He was distracted. But then they ended up at the Super Bowl. And I'm like, okay.
And he's not on his game this year either. And it's so satisfying to see him messing up.
So is it his time to retire, Jackie?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is now a sports podcast. Thanks for tuning in. The two people who know the least about football are
like
going to tell
some.
You all your football news. He should follow in his brother's footsteps and retire. Mm-hmm. He should enjoy his life with Taylor. Yeah. And chill. And just, he's a pretty famous guy, too. Like, people like him as far
like,
as,
he's
like,
gonna be
what
do
he's
doing.
He could just ride the wave. Yeah, he's already
he
in
can
commercials.
Go be a
he
fashion
can ride
line
the wave
after because
fame.
He loves fashion. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. Just go do something else. Like, the problem is, so, like, in Shaq's documentary, I don't know if you've ever seen it, he was basically like,
I haven't seen it
yet. I should have retired at my, like, prime.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, trying to push it, knowing I'm getting older. And then he's like, I left the NBA... like sucking, like I sucked.
That's like Aaron Rodgers right now. I'm like, that everyone look at what Aaron Rodgers did. He's old and decrepit and he
and
can't
it's not
play
that
football
they
anymore
suck, it's just their
so
body
now,
their age
no.
They've been doing this a long time. I mean, like, it is what it
so
is.
So Travis should take a look at that playbook and just be like, it's time to bow out while I'm still on the high and ride and
yeah
like,
but
just
he's
ride
kind of already if
he
does bad this year he kind of already like he's not gonna leave on a high. Like, that's at two seasons of him.
That's
like,
true.
I mean,
I
technically
know.
He won the Super Bowl last year, but he didn't do amazing. So, like,
no.
Wait,
no.
They won the Super Bowl, right?
No, I thought the Eagles won the Super
Bowl. Oh, yeah.
Bro,
I don't even remember.
Wait,
I can't even keep track anymore.
I can't even remember. Yeah, because they've been in the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, they lost, right?
Super Bowl 2024 is what we're...
No, 2025. See,
yeah, that's this year. Oh, see, I'm being thrown off right now. Eagles won this year. Like 2025. And then it was the year before that they won.
The Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's see. Oh, the Eagles won. Okay, so confirmed.
In 2024.
Eagles won 2025.
In 2024 was Chiefs.
Okay. And so 2024.
It had to be the Chiefs. That's when Taylor Swift went down and was like, oh my God.
Yes, yes. So 2024, they won. The Chiefs won. They beat the 49ers.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay, so they didn't win last year.
Right. Yeah,
so,
got our
so
stuff
he needs
straight.
To leave because he's done. That's it.
Yeah. That's why everyone was like, oh, you know, poor Travis. But now he's getting this ring. That's why they're saying, like, he didn't get that ring, but he's got this ring. So from being able to marry Taylor.
Yeah.
So he should be happy about that. He's marrying the most famous girl in the whole wide world.
I mean, maybe we'll have the Dolphins and the Bills. And
that'd be pretty fun.
That would never happen.
No, it wouldn't. But it's cute. It's cute to think that.
That would literally never happen. And if it does, then we need to plan a vacation and watch it together because not that me and Alvaro are Dolphins fans, but you know.
It's tricky though because this Super Bowl is going to be in California. So that's like, now we already know that's an expensive
not watch
Super
it
Bowl
live.
To get to.
You watch it
together. Just like a watch party at our house. Yes. Okay.
That's
here I am.
I'm
like, we're buying tickets. Everyone's flying to California. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I do.
I'm like, oh, we need to get like a close Super Bowl. Like, when are we going to host one in Miami?
They've hosted
a lot.
So that's
an easy one. I know, but like now I'm saying like coming up. I need one like close because they keep making them like super far away and like inexpensive places. I just wouldn't even go.
It's so expensive.
So I need a like close one.
I could care less about football, literally. When it's on, I'm like, yeah. I tell Oliver, like, please turn it off. Please turn it off. Like every time he puts it on, I'm like,
Tony's. Yeah, like I grew up with football in my house. So then like I'm like indoctrinated into the NFL because of that by default. And then marrying a partner who like loves football. So then we have college football on Saturday and Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day of the week now.
No.
Because it's like Tuesday night football, like Wednesday night football, like whoever, Amazon, Netflix, whoever wants to host football now. Like there's a game
all
the time.
My dad watches football. Like, my grandma really watches football, like screaming and cursing at the TV. So I grew up with it, but I just walked away. Like I was like, okay, bye. Alvaro will watch football and likes it, but he doesn't put it on because of me, I think.
And I can see that because sometimes it's just for entertainment, also like maybe like in the background to stay caught up.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. I was going to, because he's like, like he knows what's going on. So like if Miami wins or something, like Alvaro knows then like, hey, like, or whatever, like something's going on. Or like when the Bills, you guys have been like caught up if like the Bills are doing something for Tony.
Or like he'll watch it at work if the guys watch it. But like he's gonna, he kind of like uses it as a social thing, not as much as a like, oh my God, I need to sit down and watch this. But he probably would watch it more if it wasn't for me. Because every time he puts it on, I'm like, no. I'm like, why? We could be watching something so much better. We could be watching Love is Blind.
I don't know. It's, I think I'm getting like brainwashed into it because like there's times when I'm like, I don't mind it.
And there's times you're like,
when we don't care about, because I'm like, I don't really care for college football because I don't have a team. And also the rules are a little bit different. So I can't keep up when all of a sudden they're like, overtime is different than NFL overtime. And I'm like, what do you mean? So then that's just like annoying. And then also if the teams are not teams I care about for the NFL, then why are we watching this? I don't care. I don't have a fantasy league. Can we turn it off?
Well, that's kind of Alvaro and I is like, we don't, I mean, technically our team would be the Dolphins because we're in Miami, but like they suck and like we could care less about them. So like we don't have a team. Like Alvaro doesn't have it. If you were to ask him like, what's your team? He'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and that's okay.
Like, if it's on it's and it happens to be fun or like the Super Bowl, then we'll watch or whatever. But like,
yeah, of course.
Even the Super Bowl, I'm like, where's the food? Who's coming over that I can talk to? We can ignore the whole game until the Super, like, until
let's
the
have a party.
And then now that the halftime shows have like sucked though, then I'm just like, this is not even like.
That's okay. Then you have to make it about the food. You just have to have a party. I mean, that's fun too. Because we did do a party last year, and I think when you have like community and food, because we didn't care about the teams, I was just there for the yummy snacks and
you're like, I hope the Chiefs
with
lose.
Otherwise. Yeah, I'm like, did they lose? Great. This is a great day.
Yes, we need, like, we need, it needs to be, like, somebody other than Eagles, Patriots, Chiefs. Like, let's get some new blood in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We need some Bills. We need some Buffalo Bills to make it in there. Good. It's been years. Yeah, they have. Yeah, they've been winning all their games, knock on wood. So... I'm like, don't want to jinx it in the podcast universe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Not to jinx it, but like when people start off like too good, you're just like, and then they just go like, and you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. I think, was it last year? The Dolphins started off like pretty good, and then they just went like,
yeah,
and crashed and burned.
They're struggling this year, too, and I kind of feel bad. There's a couple teams where you're like, you had hopes that they were going to do well, and then they were like already like crashing and
burning.
Yeah,
I've never had hopes.
It's too early.
Yeah. I don't think they – I think they won a Super Bowl, went to the Super Bowl. Like the last time was like 72.
That's okay. That's all right.
Isn't the Bills kind of a long time, too?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe
– that's why everyone's excited because they're just like, the Bills are – good, like they're not a sucky team.
Yeah, they just don't make it
for the past couple years. Yeah, they just, you know, something keeps happening. Like they, you know, because the NFL's rigged, so they can't make it to the finish line.
One day, the Bills and the Dolphins will face off in the Super Bowl.
Yes, I think they're in the same like thing, though. I don't think they can.
They probably can't. I don't know. I get confused by that because like the Eastern Conference, or whatever.
It's not regional. Like it's not what you think.
No, like, it's not like just broken up. And I'm like, wait, what?
So I don't know.
Every year I ask Tony to explain it. I'm like, but how are they playing the Chiefs this year, but they're not playing the Las Vegas Raiders? But how are they playing the Dolphins, but they're not going to play, I don't know, the Steelers? I'm like, isn't that East Coast? Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand it. I think that it's not like linear, like, you know, like a, no, it's not like a time zone.
I need it to be where like, yes, exactly. I just need it to be a line where it's like, these are the quadrants of the US and these who play each other. And then it's a matchup for the playoffs and a matchup for the Super Bowl. And that's it.
Yeah.
Why are we complicating it?
No, for sure. That's a little bit like how hockey is, where I'm like, wait, how are we playing Canada? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, no, there's only one team in Canada. And I'm just like, wait, what? I don't
know. Yeah, that is confusing. Yeah, I don't get it either. That's a good one, actually, because that's also international now.
But then so, like, nobody now you just else bebopped over here. For one Canada,
yeah, exactly.
Like, Canadian team?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So that's interesting too.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
NHL, NFL, all of it. We don't understand.
See, get me. I like some hockey. I'm here for hockey.
Hockey's fun. I'm here hockey's for hockey. Very fun to watch. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yes. NFL's like they like
it another lasts flag.
Like 10 seconds
like for
and
what?
You're like, bro. Yeah. And then they're like,
and I don't know what happened.
No. And then they're
either.
Like,
I don't
talking and talking, and then somebody starts too fast, and they're like, wait. Let's start again.
It's just like, wait,
bro.
No, I do like hockey for that. Hockey is definitely like top sport for speed and action for the whole
and
game.
You're like, fight,
so
fight,
I love that.
Fight.
Yeah.
No, and listen,
that's
Florida
one
Panthers
that we'll
have
to do together is
killing it.
Yeah, they have.
We're gonna
been.
Be going for round three this year.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Barkov left.
We'll have to do a game. We'll do a hockey game together then. That's pretty easy because we've got our Hurricanes and the Panthers. They play. So that's always fun. It's a good one.
I know, but
we'll time
it.
Yeah,
we need to figure it out.
Yeah.
It would be like, wow, you coming down again.
Yeah.
And us not going up.
When did that? When's hockey season?
It
starts. I don't even know when that, like, how far does it go into the.
They pretty much play like 10 months a year or something like that. It's very long.
Could it line up with spring break?
Oh,
is what I'm trying to figure out. Because maybe we could find a game in spring break.
Yeah, except we have two different spring breaks.
I know. So you guys come here for your spring break, and we'll go to a hockey game.
And then you'll drive down
in
with us
all the people that you have to visit.
Break so we can make our, like, we make the benefit of, you know,
yeah.
the most time we can. Yeah, we plan on going there for spring break. So unless, then we can make a game up there work. It's not likely that the Panthers will be up there.
I know, but like to have a home game up here, like it's always not going to be, we're going to miss it. It's going to be like 1 week off. It'll be the week before you guys come up here is what it's going to be. Like, cool.
So
cool, cool. The home game happened last week.
Well,
but
thanks for chatting.
It's always so fun. Yeah. Enjoy your guys' trip for your fall break. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Be sure to comment, like, subscribe, find us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all of the platforms. And as a little reminder, don't forget to let us know if you'd send your partner to jail. Because I'm so curious what people think, because that's such a good little question. So
because
fun.
I think so. I feel like you're going to get those ones that are like, you know, there's no amount of money that replaces time. You're going to get those people.
Yeah, there's going to be people.
You're going to get those people.
But I think that's why I think it's important to mention that you still get to visit this person. So it's not like you're
also
without
them. Also, then they can fully be
years.
Like, invested in you when
present.
They come back because like they don't need to have a job.
No 9-to-5 grind, no shifts at the fire station, no deployments. Mm-hmm. Like
I'm here for
it. I'll take it. Yeah. Let's just knock it out and be
and
together.
We'll be done. Yeah. So we're gonna get those people and then you're gonna get most of the people are gonna be like, bye.
Yeah. Like us. Like, what are we doing?
And some people are like, oh, what if I could split it half and half? I'm like, that's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah,
pretty good.
That's not a bad,
I could go to jail. I'll survive.
I like it. Yeah. Oh, split it up like that.
Listen, if I'm Julie and Todd Chrisley can survive prison, we
ooh,
can.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's fine. We're good.
Same.
We'll be fine. We'll be cruising.
But I do think you and I could handle it, though.
I think so, too.
I think, like, our personalities, I could see us being like, okay, it's not fun, right? Like, I'm not saying, like, it'd be like a cakewalk to hang out in jail. But, like, I think we could overcome it and would come out like, okay, it's worth it. Like, this sucks, but it's going to be so worth it once
we're I think
we're
we have
here.
A personality we would not come out with, like, PTSD or trauma.
No.
I don't think.
I'd be like, dang it. My hair looks so bad. Like, that's my PTSD.
We both come out brunettes and we're like, ah!
Yeah. Like the TV crews are all lined up like we're celebrities. I'm like, no pictures, please.
Oh my gosh.
That's it. That's my PTSD. It's like, I don't want that picture in the newspaper. I haven't used moisturizer in 2 years.
I did actually look up recently. I was like, are you allowed to shave in prison? And because of razors, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they say that yes, unless you're like in some kind of like, you know, solitary confinement or something like where you're like on watch, that yes, you can. And if they need to watch you or whatever, but yes, you can use razors. I'm like, oh, thank God. I just can't do the, like, can you imagine wolfing in your armpits? Everywhere else, I'd be like, whatever. But my armpits is where it would get me. Like,
yeah. No, I would definitely be that girl that's like in the corner with a lighter and like the eyeliner and like trying to like create like, or like a newspaper, like rubbing the ink on the newspaper and being like, got this, girls. Like, and whatever we can, where I'm like pressing my hair on my pillow, like whatever I can do, like licking
pillowcase,
to like lay in my flyaways. I'm like, I got this.
I think I would just like
pinching my cheeks to like add glow. Yeah.
You know,
just drinking all the water,
de-stressing from children so I can come back and be the best parent I could ever be.
Yeah. Like I'm like teaching yoga in the,
you
the
would prison do yard. That. You'd be like, come on, guys, we haven't got our workout in today.
We got to get 1,000 steps and we got to be, or no, 10,000 steps. We got to do our yoga. Yeah. Well, we're walking in squares. We're just walking around the fence line.
I mean, I don't think anyone beat you up. You're too nice.
No, I would like smile and they would feel bad. Like I would just be like, eh.
Like, don't you want to do yoga? Okay. Per usual, you know, we spiral off a little.
But that's okay.
That's how we ended up doing a podcast.
It's worth mentioning. Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.